the structures that, you know, the sort of like actuality, the structural actualities of that event.
Okay, so instead of talking in kind of abstract terms, why don't we let's pick GMOs. I think GMOs are a good like conspiracy theory to go with on this one, sort of as something that crosses over both from the sort of like liberal left to a lot of people on the radical left, and sort of like use that to talk about these kinds of issues, like of dealing with figuring out ways to deal with a certain kind of trauma.
Okay, so if we're talking about GMOs and conspiracy mindset thinking as a response to trauma, so what's the nature of trauma in GMOs that we're going to be thinking of it as a reaction to?
Bananas don't taste as good anymore?
That's true, and I do find it traumatic. But
don't taste very good anymore, but...
But a very quick stab at this is just, I think it's that there's a generalized anxiety and a generalized trauma that is the result of living at the end of history, where like we basically, you know, there hasn't really been a decade in 20 years. We're just like this sort of ever-present present that describes a neoliberal era where there's no way to explain anything that's happening at all ever. So it's not like there is a food trauma that leads to a GMO conspiracy theory mentality. It's that there's a generalized trauma of existence. And one of the ways that plays out is in one of the very few sort of pseudo agencies or expressions of pseudo agency that we have, which is our like consumption habits. And so I can regain some control of my life by buying non-GMO food, but I have to have a reason for it and an explanation for why that is a meaningful choice in a world utterly devoid of meaningful choice. Is that what you mean?
I mean, it's like, it's sort of, that reminds me of sort of the way like Baudrillard described Disney World, like the enjoyment of Disney World doesn't come literally from the theme park. It comes from the fact that while you're there, you believe there is a real world. Like on the other side, once you leave it, you are entering back into a real world, and that the conspiracy, like it's not so much the content of the conspiracy, but the form of the conspiracy is about like it's like that I've sort of seen through this fiction to this like truth, and that it sort of is like a response to the trauma of, I guess, the desire. The fact that we're like meaning making beings and truth seeking beings, and we live in a world that just like doesn't give a shit about that. And so, and it's just like a response to that, I guess.
I'll buy it.
I mean, there's also the fact of the extreme corporate takeover of the food chain, you know, and even to the point of like the creation of commodities in like biological nature itself, like the, you know, patenting of genes and stuff like that, and mm-hmm. the ability to like prevent people from reseeding crops, and like there's a lot of issues around stuff like that, and because I was kind of into like anti-GMO stuff for a while, and that's how I got into it, was, you know, being sort of vaguely on the left and looking at issues of like the way, you know, Monsanto, for example, just entirely fucks over farmers. Setting aside that most farmers are, you know, fucking bourgeois pigs in the first place, that's a separate matter. Actually, it's not a separate matter. It's kind of like all wrapped up into the same thing, but that's not like if you're not like on the materialist radical left, that's just not something that comes into your worldview. And having something like Monsanto there as like the face of the evil in the food system that is like responsible for creating food deserts and is responsible for like destroying the subsistence farming in third world countries and stuff like that. Like that's and then to you know, see that they are doing like genetic manipulation in these foods. And then you go, well, what is it that they're actually doing with that? Because who needs to actually do that kind of genetic manipulation to food? Like, why is this happening? Like, and what are the possible downsides? And then from that, you can go into all sorts of crazy directions.
Well, there's the simple answer, and it's just they're doing these crazy things to food to increase profitability. But if you've got like a general faith in the capitalist system, you've got to rationalize some more nefarious purpose. I'm having a hard time remembering my Monsanto conspiracy theories because I blow them off so easily.
Well, the thing about the thing about GMOs is that it's what they're doing is they're creating or using genetic manipulation in order to increase yields to like an unnatural point. And the side effect of that is all kinds of like terrible things for the human body and the environment, which is in some ways true, but just doesn't scientifically track with like how your body actually deals with the GMOs that are actually in food.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that you made an interesting point that sort of, I think a key component of the conspiracy is shifting, is basically just like taking the critique of capitalism and then putting it on an individual agent, it's this one company as opposed to, you know, this larger structure. It's like, it's making it into like a moral problem then, as opposed to a political one.
Right.
I see the intellectual problem posed by the question is similar to that when we talk about the function of like recuperation in this discourse about spectacle, or even just the way that capitalism works, right? That like we often anthropomorphize the system because it's a simpler way of communicating an idea that like the capitalists want this. Like the capitalists divide us on the basis of race, not in the literal sense that there's like a committee that's like, oh, we got to juice up the racism, man, because they're starting to get organized, but rather that these are sort of semi-conscious or even completely unconscious processes that are the result of a particular functioning of a blind and relatively not an unideological system, and that it actually doesn't care whether or not we have like capitalism is not like a guy or a group of people who are like committed to giving you bad food as some sort of ethical precept of their own, or of making sure you hate someone who's different than you, but rather that these things sort of spin out from the way in which profitability is pursued at all costs, even in the face of the detriment to the species itself in the form of terrible food or of racism, right? But I think like if you can't understand a system as a system, which is to say as a series of integrated processes which all have their own internal logic, the only other thing to do is to give it all like a human-esque kind of consciousness. So that like now Monsanto is run by, you know, who's the main, the terrorist organization in the early Bond films, Spectre. And their purpose is to create mayhem. You know, just we want to make problems in the world, and they never define it. They don't have to, because that's a bad thing. And we're going to stop the bad thing.